Nigeria's Information Minister Frank Nweke says the government will pursue what he referred to as a political solution to the hostage crisis in the Niger Delta. He also rejected a report that one of the hostages, an American, is seriously ill.
I want to speak for the record and very clearly that the federal government of Nigeria is very much on top of the situation there. I can confirm, for instance, that the security authorities in Nigeria are in close contact with those that are being held. And I can confirm that contrary to speculations regarding the ill health of one of them, all the people who have been held are alive and well. A few days ago, Mr. President did meet with some governors of some states in the Niger Delta area and also security chiefs in Nigeria to discuss what appears to be the rising violence in that area. And at the end of the extensive deliberation, a small committee was set up under the chairmanship of the governor of Bayelsa State to procure a political solution to the situation there.
The militants had warned that one of their captives was ill. American and British diplomats in Nigeria have cautioned local authorities against employing force to secure the release of the hostages. The Nigerian official acknowledged that the government has come under pressure to secure the quick release of the hostages through peaceful means.
There is no responsible government that will not on its own take the initiative to cool the kind of situation we have there. So even without the pressures coming, the government of Nigeria is desirous of ensuring that law and order and peace and security reigns in every part of Nigeria. And of course, the Niger Delta area is very strategic to the Nigerian economy. The government will do whatever is necessary to ensure that law and order is restored fully in that area. And more importantly, that the people who operate in that area, the oil workers and all of that, are allowed to carry on their work in an atmosphere of peace and security, and then, of course, free of any kind of molestation.
The Nigerian Union representing senior oil workers, Pengason, has threatened to withdraw its members from the Niger Delta unless the government resolves the hostage crisis and improves the security situation. Oil production has suffered a 10% cut in the last 10 days since militants stormed oil facilities and seized 4 oil workers from the U.S., Britain, Honduras, and Bulgaria. Nigerian troops have been deployed in the area, prompting fears that a military operation to free the hostages has been contemplated. Though a number of incidents involving hostage taking have been reported in the Delta, they often ended without harm to the hostages. The militant group is demanding the release of 2 Ijaw leaders, compensation for pollution, and more local control over the Delta's oil wells. Gilbert Acosta, VOA News, Abuja.